I'm a park ranger and I dig danger, dream of it night and day. And God willing, I'd be out killing.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, Angelo Biola, Michael Mooring over there, Derek Brandeo over there, Jessica Ellis. By the way, Jessica Ellis, this is her last Outdoor Journal program, so we wish her all the best. She's going back up to Sudbury, Ontario. I'm assuming that is home. On the line with us, as you could tell by that little musical little piece of entertainment there, is our good friend and producer of the program. His bags are already packed, and he is off to vacation this coming Tuesday. Jonathan Winters. Good morning, Johnny.
How are you guys this morning?
We're doing fine.
Good. We're doing good. That's good. It's kind of funny that we've shifted from I was bringing on Adrian Rushforth for Mercury Marine, sounded like a recycling effort, to a sincere thank you for his $35,000 donation of motors over the past several weeks. Did you want to get into that? Or? And by the way, you mentioned as well that I seem to be recycling guests. So what I've done is I've shifted everything around just so that you would have a lineup next week that you'd truly appreciate. So here's your all-star lineup.
So wait a minute, wait, hold it. Ho, stop it. So you're telling me that all of these wonderful people that I just spent the last hour and a half with are just fill-ins. You are acknowledging what I said earlier on the program. They're just fill-ins.
No. They're all great guests. I put a couple intellectuals in there. And I can't do more than two in one show because,
it's
way past your pay grade. But for next week, I'll get your Cranberry Festival Princess, Ingrid Kirk from PETA, and maybe even the guy who didn't win the motor, and he can talk to you on the air.
Oh, by the way, I'm glad you, because I had a note. I was going to talk about that. So you know the story there. We got a nasty.
Yeah.
Right. Well, okay. So, and we thought like, wow, like we gotta do something. How are we going to respond to this? So we've been all kind of formulating responses and then we're going to get together and have a team meeting and see if we could extrapolate the best from the best so that we could answer this. And in the meantime, while we're doing that, this guy sent us an email yesterday. He said, hey, by the way, just want to let you know, I'm back in the Mercury contest. Got my sixth ballot in today. I'm ready to go. I'm looking forward to winning a Mercury motor.
Well, send him a certificate of participation. You know, one of those participation certificates?
Yeah.
That'd be a good idea.
It was just funny. I don't know whether he's playing with our heads or just what, but we enjoyed the entertainment, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Speaking of entertainment, you're going to be entertaining yourself in a couple of days south of Jamaica or something.
Yeah. Well, it's Valentine's Day, and you should show appreciation to the ones you love.
There you go. Okay. And I'm assuming that it's not all just fun and games. Like, you'll be working. You're going down there to conduct some sort of interviews or looking at potentially new guests or locations to have on the program. I'm assuming
I think you've got it pretty much nailed. It'll be exceptionally stressful, but I'll try and suck it up.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. What do you got for us today before I cut you off and kick your butt out of here?
Well, I'll try and wrap it up in about 2 or 3 minutes because, I don't want to go into overtime, but I was out with Arnold Nogi, and Arnold's just an exceptional wildlife artist. He lives near Orillia. He wanted to go to Mowat, and Mowat wouldn't be known by very many people. It's on the west side of Algonquin Park's Canoe Lake. It was a village. And then this goes back into the early 1900s. It was a village of 600, so it's gone now. It basically served its purpose as a center for logging in Algonquin Park. And he wanted to see Mowat, and he wanted to see some of the stomping ground of legendary artist Tom Thompson.
Yeah.
So we went in to Mowat. And we did it by snowshoe, and when we were in there, among one of the things that happened was we saw some blood spotting on the snow, and we we tried to follow it, but we couldn't. We lost it. And then we hit a spot where there was a little bit more of it, and there were the antlers recently shed from a bull moose, which was pretty cool. But the other thing that was exceptionally cool about it is both of them together, 1 meter apart, with the tines facing up. Like, how likely is that to ever happen again?
Wow. Okay.
So,
and who is this? Who is this artist?
Arnold Nogi. He's painted wildlife images that are just totally spectacular. He came to me when I was in Algonquin, and he said, "I'd really like to be a volunteer ranger, go into the backcountry. I'll do it for nothing. If you'll send me in there, I want to see some of the most remote landscapes. I want to sketch them, photograph them, and then later paint them." So I paired him up with one of our best park rangers, Larry Weller, who himself is an artist, and they worked out of the Acre area, and it was an amazing experience for all of us. We learned a lot from it.
Cool. See, I wouldn't have known because I don't have fancy art and stuff in my home or that kind of thing. I would have, you know, I'm just
saying. I might be able to get you some, you know.
Well, I'm sure you could.
Yeah, Arnold has done a number of collector coins for the Canadian Mint, about 20 of them, and essentially, you better be the best of the best, or you won't even get a phone call from them.
Holy mackerel!
Okay. But we found the moose antlers in the middle of the winter, sticking out of the snow with the tines up. I sent you images of it, and I don't think that it likely would be repeated by very many people out there. You'll stumble over them in the bush in the spring of the year, but not at this time.
Yeah, I see them. I see that. Is that you? Is that you, that handsome young, dashing young man taking a photo out there in that picture I'm looking at?
Well, I took a few photos, and I took a photo as well of Arnold as we were out there. 6 kilometers of snowshoeing, and there was a little bit of slush out there as well. So we slept well that night, I can tell you that.
I guarantee you did.
Yeah.
For sure. How long you gone for?
Well, a week, but then I might do what Stephen Labadie did and just extend it, you know.
Sure, why not? You know, you've got a very understanding company that you people work for, and the boss, I know him personally, he's the greatest guy on the planet.
I've never heard anybody say that, but what I will say is the boss should take a vacation before I meet him in the airport on one of those golf carts when they're taking him through.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, you want to do it sooner than later. What are you waiting on?
All right, brother. I'm going already.
All right.
I'm next. Don't you worry.
I'll send you a picture from down south. Have a great day.
You too, my friend, and travel safe, and we'll talk to you when you get back.
Thanks very much.
Our producer, Jonathan Winters, Jonathan T. Winters, may I add, former park superintendent in Algonquin Park, and now the illustrious producer of this very program. And now vacationing.